Choosing the right corn starter fertilizer is critical to protect your yield potential later in the season. Greg Vincent is a district manager with Ag Spectrum and the Maximum Farming System from Missouri. He says setting up the plant to get early phosphorus uptake is critically important early in a corn plant's life.
Most people, when they're choosing a starter, they're really kind of choosing it for the wrong reason a lot of times, is that they think they want that pop-up to get it up out of the ground fast. And that's important that it gets up and growing fast, but the real reason you should be using a starter fertilizer is for the phosphorus uptake, because the critical time for corn to develop really its yield potential early on anyway is at the V3 stage. And what that is determined by is the kernel count around the corn ear, and that's really driven by phosphorus uptake by V3 to V5.
Phosphorus doesn't become available until soil temperatures reach 60 degrees for almost 2 weeks and microbiology activity increases. Vincent says it's important to choose the right starter fertilizer that has nutrients readily available from the start of the growing season.
If you can find a starter cooked into a nutrient form, so that means it's available immediately to the plant. It's also in a lower pH, so it's not tied up by the calcium in the soil, because calcium and phosphorus naturally tie up. So phosphorus does not become available with most starters. And if you're using the wrong one, you're using starters for the wrong reason then. And that's why a lot of times at the end of the season, farmers are going to be very disappointed in their yields.
Also, if phosphorus in many starter fertilizers is applied in high enough rates where it can get to the plant, Vincent says it would be dangerous to the seed.
You can get enough starter available, enough phosphorus available from a 10-30-4-0 base starter product to uptake the phosphorus that it needs. But it's got to be in very, very high rates, and that's going to be damaging to the seed. So what you're effectively doing is that you're defeating the purpose there.
Getting a starter that can be placed properly at high enough rates and available to the crop is a challenge, but not impossible. The Maximum Farming System has an option available that can do just that.
You have to be set up on the planter properly, and that means going directly in furrow with it. If we put our starter directly in furrow with a micronutrient package and a biological stimulator with that, we're creating an environment there for nutrients to release naturally. We're placing the phosphorus right there, where as soon as that radical root starts to emerge from the seed, it grows directly into the phosphorus, and it's uptaking phosphorus from day one to be able to provide that kernel count that we need around.
From there, Vincent says the focus is on what you can do later in the season to keep corn growing strong. Ag Spectrum offers the scientifically based Maximum Farming System, an integrated approach to farming.
So you set the corn up, and then as we get into the system approach, we're going to look at some additional fertilization techniques that we can do to feed the crop as it's growing through the season. You also put that starter in there with a nitrogen band by the row, because as that corn is reaching that V3 to V5 stage, where you're getting that kernel count set around, that's when you start to see the needs change to nitrogen.
Visit MaximumFarming.com to learn more and to contact a local Ag Spectrum representative. Michael Clements reporting.